Guardian Unlimited.
Gordon Brown led the tributes to Anita Roddick, the founder of The Body Shop, who's died after a brain hemorrhage, aged just 64. The Prime Minister said she was one of Britain's true pioneers. Deborah Hargreaves is the Guardian business editor. I asked her how Anita Roddick started The Body Shop.
Well, she started it just with one shop in Brighton when her husband was away, as a way to earn a bit of money for her and the children. And obviously it sounded as if it was a little bit of a hit and miss affair to begin with, but became very successful.
And how did she manage to turn what was essentially a kind of niche hippie outlet into a familiar brand on the high street?
Well, I think she had an extraordinary drive and passion about what she was doing. And don't forget, she was talking about environmentalism 20 years before anyone else had even really thought about it. And now it's sort of mainstream in most retailers' businesses. So she was really a woman ahead of her time. And I think she touched into a sort of public nerve about concern for the environment and the idea that you could kind of satisfy your vanity by buying nice products and have a kind of warm glow about it afterwards.
Do you think she successfully convinced people that capitalism could be caring, care for the environment, could be sort of socially responsible?
Well, she came in for a lot of criticism, of course, when she sold Body Shop to L'Oreal last year. And I think she was expecting then to be able to influence a very large corporation from within. That often is very difficult for a small business. So I think she did convince people that you could be a caring capitalist. But I think with the purchase by L'Oreal, I think people sort of slightly lost faith in that.
And also, she's very unusual of her generation to be a successful woman businesswoman, wasn't she?
Well, yes, one of extremely few. And don't forget, when she floated her company in the city in 1984, I mean, she was completely different from anything the city had ever seen before. You know, here was a woman that looked like a hippie and sounded like a hippie and running a successful business. I don't think people knew what to make of her.
And John Bird, the founder of The Big Issue, has said that The Big Issue probably wouldn't have existed if Anita Roddick hadn't provided that inspiration. I mean, she did sort of inspire a whole range of other people to do compassionate kind of businesses, didn't she?
She did. She was one of the very first so-called social entrepreneurs, which is now a growing movement. And she gave away a lot of her profits and started businesses like The Big Issue. She was still very active in all these philanthropic causes right up until her death.
And will The Body Shop survive?
Well, I think it's probably more likely to survive run by a very big company, but probably not remain quite as true to some of its initial ethics.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.